That's the biggest breaking story of the day. The jury in the Boston Marathon bombing case this afternoon came back with a sentence of death for Zohar Tzarnaev.
But oddly enough, it's happening in a state where the death penalty is not legal. Attorney Brett Tolman, who previously served as U.S. Attorney for Utah, is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Brett, so how does a death penalty that's supposed to be off limits in Massachusetts, I mean, how did they make it available in this case?
So it really highlights the distinction between state and federal law. So the state of Massachusetts is its own sovereignty, and they can decide to not apply the death penalty. But it's within the republic, the federal republic, and the federal has the death penalty available. And so it can be applied in a federal prosecution.
We don't hear about the feds doing many executions. In fact, we were just talking, maybe the last one might have been Timothy McVeigh. Why is that?
Well, it's really been off limits. The Department of Justice has not made it available. And as U.S. attorney, when we had cases where, you know, we really never even pursued or considered the death penalty because we were informed from the department as a policy matter that it was not going to be approved. There are some nuances here that may have made this a case that is different, needed to be analyzed differently.
So does this case then raise any questions about how federal prosecutors might apply capital punishment in the future?
This case really is more akin to a traditional terrorism, an act of terrorism. So there are proponents of the death penalty in those instances, but it raises the question now that it has been applied. You know, how will it be applied going forward, and how do you maintain consistency? What kinds of cases are going to require, the application of the death penalty? So it really may be the beginning of some real tough decisions going forward.
And Brett, there's a high degree of likelihood he'll be moved, Zohar Tzarnaev, that is, out of Massachusetts to be executed, because there's not really a federal institution in Massachusetts that could carry that out, is there?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. And they're really, because it's been so long since it's been applied, they haven't done it, and the number of facilities that could do it are very limited.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.